Hi, how are you? Thank you for being here with me again. Today, I want to talk about love, and this is the kind of unconditional love that we have deep within ourselves, from our soul and from our heart, because our soul and our heart always love us unconditionally, and they always want the best for us. So on last Sunday, I had a profound experience of coming back to myself, of coming back to the soul, the heart aspect of me that always loved me unconditionally, that always accepts me no matter what I did, always forgive me for the things that I chose to run away from myself for. Like I ran away from myself to choose situations or people that weren't good for me, that were toxic for me. And I think this recording, this podcast, is to remind us that we always have access. We always have access to the unconditional love that we have deep from within. And I know that many of us, we are still so reluctant to do this because we don't feel safe, and or maybe because it's something that we never experienced before. It is not a mistake to choose love again and again and again. Our true strength lies in our ability to always choose love, to step out of our comfort zone, and doing something that we actually love is to choose love. To loosen up our control and to let go of our fears is to choose love. So, and also to be conscious of being worthy of love, no matter how hard it gets. So I think that to choose love, we have to do it consciously. We just forget that we came from love. We don't lose it. We can never lose it. We just forget it. It's there. It's always there. It's always within us. We forget that it's the life force of the thread that connects everything in the universe. I 2 years ago, when I was working in this office and the environment was really toxic for me, so I became really sick. And when I got sick, instead of taking my care of myself, like how my mom or how someone who loves me would do that for me, I actually was treating myself really badly. Like I was telling myself, how could you get sick? You are not allowed to get sick, and this is really bad. You have to get up and go to work and things like that. And I got even, my sickness got even worse. And now looking back from that experience, I realize that love, and our self-love, unconditional love, is the glue that actually binds everything together, our minds, our body, our hearts, our soul. It creates harmony, it creates peace, because what the ego wants or what the mind wants, it always wants to divide everything. So we become tense, we suffer from a lot of things, from not choosing ourselves but choosing other people. So this is what I remember the most about love. Love is patient, love is kind. So I hope that every time we catch ourselves not being patient to ourselves, that we are not being kind to ourselves. I think those are very challenging to remember, that we always have to tap into this love from within, to ask ourselves, like, in this situation, what would love do? It is something very helpful that I learned on the internet. So yeah, it's that's all that I have about unconditional love. I think that because we were created from love. So we are here to experience love from our senses, from all the wonders of the world. And I do hope that we rediscover that love.